Hey, it's doing.
Oh, what?
What's doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm here.
Good. Okay, so let's pick up our discussion where we left off. So last thing we saw was a number of different shitos on Mappis Mursa, correct? So we saw, I think we saw four shitos. What was the shito of Tosos? Rachel, what was Tosos' shita on Mappis Mursa? What's the why is it mutter according to Shmuel?
What combination of Zara and
Machshen Tzichel Gufa with Tzara.
Yeah.
Okay. So according to the Bahag, what's the Ptur what's the Heter based on? Yassi?
Wait, I thought for Tosos it was in Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Is that what we said?
What?
Wait, didn't we say?
Yeah, it's a Libidur B'Shimon. Shmuel is saying a Libidur B'Shimon.
Yeah.
But for B'Shimon, the Heter is based off Machshen Tzichel Gufa combined with Tzara de Gufa.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
right?
So what was your...
So we know for the Ram that can't be true because Ram Paskin's Machshen Tzichel Gufa Chayev. Right, so we saw the Bahag, who had his understanding, which was?
The Bahag's understanding was that, he said, I mean, on the question of Shmuel says Rabbi Yehuda is Moda in a case of Tsar, so it should just be the same reason Tsar is.
No. What did the Bahag, you of all people should remember? What did the Bahag suggest?
Hezek Darabim,
China. Just Hezek Darabim.
Called kind of Tsar also.
Right, kind of Tsar, Hezek Darabim, but that was without invoking Machshen Tzvichel Gufa, Pater. So the Uraim asked, how could that be? You're jumping straight from a Doraisa into a Heter based off Hezek Darabim. That's absurd. You never find that Hezek could undermine a Malacha Doraisa. So here you suggested on Sunday that maybe even for a Yehuda who holds Machshen Tzvichel Gufa Chayiv, maybe it's not a full-fledged Malacha. Or maybe it's more prone to heterim. Okay, that was the second possibility for the heterim mappis morsa. Then we had a third suggestion. That was the at least say the Magid Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, which was
Tzedin and Makav Patish.
Tzedin and Makav Patish. How so?
Definition of Makav Patish is a completed action, and because this is an incomplete action, that's the
right.
That's it.
Right. And Sefer Batim said that you don't have kavana by definition. Makav Patish needs Kavana, and if you don't have Kavana, then it can't be Makav Patish. Or Sameach, which I put on the Marmol Kamos for today at the very end, bottom, Hichos Yom Tov. So he suggests that Makav Patish on a Kli, so then you could have Makav Patish without Kavana. But if you want to argue that you have a Malacha Makav Patish on something that's not a Kli, so then you need expressed Kavana in order for it to be a Malacha. So here you have a wound, and you want to say that opening the wound is Makav Patish, then you need Kavana for it. That's how the Or Sameach takes that. That's how he understands the Magen Mishnah. Then we had a fourth or a fifth, depending if you want to separate the Magen Mishnah and the Sefer Abatim. So we had another understanding of Mappis Mursa. That's Reb Chaim's understanding in the Rambam. Okay, what was Reb Chaim's suggestion? What's the...
Jabar Shena Miskavim, Psegresha,
Delonichla. Usually we say Psegresha, Delonichla, Zasser.
Not the Rambam.
Because the Rambam holds like...
The Aruch.
Right, for the Rambam, the Hetu based off Mappis Mursa is a Psik Reish Lo Nichele, and the Rambam will hold like the Aruch that Psik Reish Lo Nichele is Mutter. Okay? Those are the four or five different understandings we had of the Mappis Mursa Hetu. Now, to understand Reb Chaim, or at least Reb Chaim poses a bit of a problem, which he himself acknowledges. Why? Because when the Gemara refers to Mappis Mursa, what does the Gemara refer to it as? Where does the Gemara refer to Mappis Mursa? Kuf Zayin Amabes. Q, good evening.
Good evening.
Kuf Zayin Amabes. Two dots. Towards the bottom. First word on the line is Hamapis Morsa. It's actually two lines after the two dots. Everybody have it? Kuf Zayin Amabes. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Hamapis Morsa Bishabas. Yes, do you have it? Q, are you here? So. Kuf Zayin Amabes. I'm a base. Kuf Zayin Amabes. 10 lines from the bottom. First word is Hamapis.
I have it.
So go Hamapis Morsa B'Shabbos.
Im laso shalpechai v'm lahotzi mena lecha pater.
Okay, so this is Mappis la. If it's lahotzi mena lecha pater, and Shmuel explained that this is pater mutter, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so go on.
Mantana, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shimon. It has to be Rabbi Shimon.
Stop. So the Gemara says that the Heter Mappis Mursa is based off Malacha Shein Tzvichel Gufa. So how could Reb Chaim come along and argue that it's based off Davar Sheni Miskaven?
They're the same thing.
What?
They're the same thing.
Yeah. Why? It's not clear, right?
It's not clear.
So Reb Chaim suggests that maybe Davar Sheni Miskaven and Melacha Sheni Tzricha L'Guf are interchangeable in the Gemara, right? And the Gemara says Melacha Sheni Tzricha L'Guf really means Davar Sheni Miskaven. That's what Reb Chaim suggests. Now, how does that resonate with you? Does it resonate that Melacha Sheni Tzricha L'Guf and Davar Sheni Miskaven should be interchangeable? On the surface, no.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, you did mention, like, Tosos and Shita, that they are the same in the case of Psik Resha.
Yeah.
And, it is hard to differentiate between two, like, in the case of Psik Resha.
Good. So I want to spend now a couple of minutes just on understanding the differences between Melacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa, Davar Sheni Miskaven, and to what extent you can, where they touch and to what extent you can interchange them. So, the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph Hilchos Shabbos quotes Ravram ben Arambam b'shem Aviv. So essentially Ravram quoting his father. And he offers a very clear-cut distinction between Davar Sheni Miskaven and Melacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa. Right? Q, did you see it?
Yeah.
So what's his suggestion? It's a very nice, very elegant distinction. It's really Psik Resha and Melacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa. What does it suggest?
So Psik Resha, I guess, he gives the example of Tzidat Tzvi, and you don't have Kavana for action, whereas Malacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa, you have Kavana for the goof of the Malacha, but not its Tachlis.
Excellent. Malacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa, you have Kavana for the action itself, just not for the Tachlis of the Malacha. Davar Sheni Miskaven, he's talking about a Psik Resha case, but the same is true for Davar Sheni Miskaven. Davar Sheni Miskaven, you don't have Kavana for the action at all. So which one of those two seems like it's a greater Heter? Which one should be a stronger Ptur? Davar Sheni Miskaven. That's what you want to argue. As Davar Sheni Miskaven, you don't even have Kavana for the Malacha. As Malacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa, you have Kavana for the Malacha, just not for the result. Okay. What are the cases in the Gemara for Malacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa? What's the classic case? Offered by the Gemara in Chagiga, also quoted in the Gemara in Shabbos. You can see here, it's a Gemara in Shabbos also. Yeah. Chofer Guma. You're digging a hole. The Eino Tzarech. How's it go? You're chofer the Guma and you need the Afar. That's the Gemara in Chagiga. So it's a Malacha. It's Boneh. You're building a pit. But you only need the dirt. That's the Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Gemara in Shabbos also has a classic case. Sari Dalar and Beis. What's this case? Sari Dalar and Beis in the Mishnah. Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is dragging a bench. Nope. Sorry, Tzadi Gimel and Beis.
Taking less than a
why is the Kli Malacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa?
Because you need the Ochel, not the Kli.
No, I think that's a special din in Iker and Tafel. There we say that if you want to... the mace.
Yeah.
So that's the last case in the Mishnah. Last word on the line. Es ha-mace b'mita chayiv. The Mishnah says if you carry out a mace from a house on his bed that he died on, v'chein kezayis min ha-mace, v'kezayis min ha-navela, u'chadasha min ha-shara, it's chayiv. Rabbi Shimon poter. So the Mishnah already says that it's machlukas, the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, whether hotzas ha-mace is chayiv. So what does that depend on? So Rashi already explains. Esachai b'mit, sorry. V'chein kezayis min ha-meis. Sorry, v'rab shimon poter. Afilu b'meis shalem. D'hav malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. V'chol malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. El l'salka me'alav. Hav malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. So taking a meis outside of the house is a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. Because you don't need it. You don't need a meis per se. You just want to be masalik me'alav. You want to get rid of him from... You want to get him out of the house. These are two classic examples. Chagiga dafir chofer guma. Shabbos taydal mebeis motzi es hameis min habayis. Now look at the next line in Rashi. Before you get to Davar Sheni Miskaven, why is this a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? Okay, it's l'salka me'alav. But then Rashi kind of gives us a general principle.
Yeah.
What does Rashi add? Very broad definition of Malchus Shin Tzricha L'Gufa. Yeah. What does that mean? Bertono lo balo. He didn't want the mace in the house in the first place. Right? Do you like that definition of Rashi's? Bertono lo balo. He'd rather not have had the mace in the house in the first place. What?
It seems to be more specific to this case than the general definition.
Okay, why?
Because other cases...
What would be problematic with it as a general definition?
I would have preferred this house was built.
What?
I would have preferred this house was built. So, like, it's not a malacha to build it. So, like, or it does not
Well, yeah, Tosos, you're kind of right, but I don't understand your case. I would have preferred the house is built before I could build it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think, like, if you're going to really extract a general principle from here, like, it would be very strange. Like, you can say that
right. Tosos, I think, is a better example than yours. You know, yours is interesting, but I don't think it makes sense. Tosos says you should be allowed to destroy a house since you would rather it have not having been there.
All right, I mean, that's just, like, a destructive case, like, maybe more parallel with this.
Right. No, but in your case, you want something and you're building it.
But I would have preferred it was already built. Okay, fine.
Okay. So Tosas in Chagiga attacks Rashi. Tosas in Yidam and Beis in Chagiga. Malachas Machshavas Asar Torah. Pirish Rashi. She'enot Tzricha Legufa. B'min Malachas Zos. She'bertzono lo haya binyan ze be'olam. Okay. Tosas lo yitachin. De'im kein b'chol Malachos nami kigon Sos Ramanas Limnos. B'mkomo. Lam nechayiv. De'halo nichale she'haya habinyan be'olam. V'chein b'korei amenas litvor. Gam kein lo nichalei b'korei hazeh me'olam. So if malacha sheino tzricha is just that you'd rather not have had to do the malacha, then you could end up matzering a lot of malachas. That's Tosos in Chagiga Yirm Abis. So Tosos has to offer different... So that's Rashi's definition, and it's very strange. Now what's interesting about Rashi's definition is that it relates to just the, you know, how constructive this malacha is for you on Shabbos. Right? Is this malacha getting you somewhere? Yeah. Yeah, question? Question?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no question?
No.
You have to remind me your name. What's your name?
Yedin.
Yedin what?
Kashitsky.
All right, nice to meet you.
Is that what it is?
Think so.
About how creative it is, or is it
not how creative it is, but how constructive it is for you. So getting the mace out of the house didn't get me any further. I never wanted him here in the first place.
I would have said it's a din in how you view the malacha. Are you doing the malacha? The malacha might be like to carry is not about getting something out of somewhere. It might be about getting something to somewhere. So that's why the malacha is not that.
I mean, you think this is something unique to Hotzah?
I'm saying you might not read Rashi as saying.
A general principle.
Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense, according to Tosos. So I would have.
Right. So you'd say Rashi is saying limited to Dafka.
Or no, and he's saying a general principle about all malachot, though. Like that all malachot.
So what's that principle?
The principle is you have to be accomplishing that malacha. So if the malacha is binyan, so the malacha is not stacking bricks, the malacha is getting to a house. So I mean, I agree with you, but I'm just saying it's not like what did it do for you? Because that doesn't. Not what it do for you, the question is. Are you doing the malacha? So the malacha is...
The malacha has to have some, I guess, important utility?
Is that how you would say it? I don't know. I think it's something part of the definition of the malacha. The malacha of hotza might be getting to somewhere. The malacha of binyan might be getting to a house. So if you're not doing that, I mean...
All right, so I'll give you Tosos' definition, and then you'll tell me if you think Rashi disagrees with that. Tosos disagrees. And what does Tosos suggest as definition of malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? Tosos tzai dal and ralef. Yeah, right? Tosus says Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is defined by the Iker Malach that they did in the Mishkan. That's Tosus Tzai Dalet Amud Aleph. Tira Maschol B'Shemin. Nir L'Ri. The Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Kari Kishe Ose Malacha Ve'en Tzarech La'Oso Tzorech Ke'en Shehayu Tzrichen La B'Mishkan. Ela L'Enyan Acher. So it's changing the purpose of the Malacha from the way it was used in the Mishkan. Now, if you take Tosus' definition, so it seems like there's something more fundamentally flawed in the malacha. The Torah asserts certain malachos in the context of the Mishkan, and when you don't use the malacha in the manner in which it was used in the Mishkan, then you haven't properly violated it. right? It seems to be a chisaron in the actual violation of the malacha. So let's say, just like certain malachos have shiurim, ksiva is two letters, some things are gogeres, just like they have shiurim, they also have defined purposes. And when you don't use it for that purpose, you haven't fully violated the malacha of Shabbos. According to Rashi, it seems to be a bit of a weaker p'tur. It's not a chisaron in the malacha itself. It's just that you kind of didn't use the malacha properly. But it's not that you haven't violated the malacha of Shabbos. Is that reasonable?
Lav malacha machshavati. Who? Rashi
says lav malachas machshavasi. That makes sense.
But I'm saying,
lav malachas machshavasi means you haven't done the meaning. There's a malacha, and there's a p'tur malachas machshavas.
Or you said no, the Torah is only asked in the first place malacha machshavet. Like the same way that you want to say, maybe, and I think that it's true in Tosfos that the Torah is only asked malacha for the purpose that they were done for in the Mishnah.
And you want to read that into malachas machshavas?
I mean, isn't just the phrase malacha machshavet asked for Torah, right? So that's what they.
So that'd be very interesting. People think, a lot of Achorim think there's a steer in Tosfos. Because Tosfos in a different place invokes Malach Machshavas Asar Torah to explain Malach Hashem Tzvicha Legufa. And here they say Doma LeMishkan. So they see those as inconsistent Pturim. The fact that it's in a Doma LeMishkan means you haven't violated the Malacha. The fact that it's a Malach Machshavas Asar Torah, that's like a unique Ptur in Hilchos Shabbos. Right, it's like invoking Misasik.
Okay, I mean, I just don't know how you determine whether something is...
Dover Shein Miskavin, for example, is almost clearly a Malachas Machshavas issue. You've done the Malacha, you just haven't had... you didn't have the right Kavana to be a Bar Chiyuvel in Yan Shabbos. So the question is, what about Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? You violated the Malacha in the normal manner, just you have a Ptur of Hilchos Shabbos called Malachas Machshavas. Like Dover Shein Miskavin, you violated the Malacha, you just didn't have Kavana to violate it. But you did the malacha with the right way. So where does malacha shein tzricha legufa fall? Reasonable? Yeah.
Is it possible that Rashi's explanation here is just for this case specifically?
Yeah, it is possible. Tosos, but even if it is for this case, at least I think the.
No, I wanted to still.
Right, the principle is true for all malachos.
Why wouldn't it be that this is just? I mean, this seems like a very strange case. Like, you're actually carrying something. Yes, explain. Oh no, it's really different because maybe you're not accomplishing the whatever. But in other cases, maybe that's not the case. Just because this seems.
It could strange. Be. I mean, it seems but like right. Like, you think this is too strong.
Yeah.
But even if it is too strong, I'd say that principle is still true for other malachos. We'll see some other Rashi's in a minute. Okay. What about Rabbi Yehuda? You see from the Mishnah, this is Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufas Chayev. So Rabbi Shimon says Pater. So where does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Why is he Paskin Chayev? Alright, what do you think?
You're doing the actual
Malacha? So it could be that he downplays Machshava here. And he'll say that, you know, I don't care what kind of Machshava you have. If you did the malacha, so then you're chayiv for Shabbos. Or, what else could it be? And that would be a very strong read of Rabbi Yehuda, right? He's denying kavana, according to you. That would work nicely with something else that we know from Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll get to later. But what else could... Why else would Rabbi Yehuda paskin chayiv?
I don't know, I guess to some degree you always have a level of kavana, they're just different levels in terms of...
So levels of kavana, what do you mean?
There's like, for example, you know, the mitzvah need kavana or not. Do you need to have, you know, I forget the phrases, like kavana that you're doing the action or kavana that you're doing the mitzvah?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing, generally, unless you're really not paying attention, you know you're digging a hole, you know you're dragging, or whatever the case is.
Well, this is the case of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So you're digging the hole, you just don't want the hole itself.
Right, but you're doing it anyway. And you know all the factors. And even if you don't want that to happen, that's what's happening. You have some awareness. And that's enough of a Machshava to give them a Machshava.
Awareness of?
Of the action you're doing. You don't have to be aware.
But that's a Dover Shein Miskavin issue, no? What about Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa?
I keep having trouble. Like, if there wasn't a Gemara on Membeda, I would just say they're the same.
They're the same. Okay, we'll get to that Gemara Membeda for a second. Jeremy, what do you think?
In Tosfot's words, where he said it's an issue of it being in the Mishnah, we know in general toldot are examples of avod a lot of times that weren't necessarily done that way in a Mishnah. It's the same thing. It would be the same type of difference between a regular macha, macha shen, and tzricha l'gufa, but it doesn't have to be done in the exact same way as it was done in the Mishnah.
Okay, I think that's similar to what Arya was saying, though, right? You're saying that we don't fix things so loosely to their Mishkan source.
Right.
Okay, but take a look at this interesting Rashi. It's on, I think it's Lamed Tes, Lamed Beis. Sorry, Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Tiber Mascha Lo'olam Krab Yehuda Svirle. Look at the first three lines of that Rashi. Lo'olam krab yudas virle. What's he saying?
Other action, the fact that you do have machshava for something that's a
Excellent.
Different action that
right.
enables it to still be a malacha machshava.
Excellent. So Rabbi Yehuda is not denying that you could be chayav for a malacha without a tachlis, just that you could substitute the tachlis of the Mishkan with some other tachlis. Right? That seems to be what Rashi's saying. So you're chayav because it's true that malachas machshavas, they need a tachlis. You could substitute it with a different one. So here you did the malacha, you're chofer the guma, and you have a tachlis. You want the afar. What question does this raise?
I think this proves exactly the point about what Rashi is saying in the other place. If you think he's consistent, wouldn't that be telling you exactly the point? Is that Rashi over there thinks that every malach has a tachlis. He doesn't necessarily think the way Tosos thinks that it's nearly as limited.
Yeah, and a chanami, quite possibly. But what problem does this what question would this Rashi raise, according to Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, could there be a case now, according to what Arye and Jeremy were suggesting, every malacha shein tzricha legufa would be chayev according to Yehuda. According to this Rashi, could there be cases of malacha shein tzricha legufa, which would be pater,
yeah.
according to Yehuda?
You couldn't replace it with something else
to stop. Yeah. Let's say you do a malacha shelo l'tachlis klal. You do a malacha for no reason, for no specific purpose. You're chofer a guma just because you don't care. So it's not misasig, it's not davreshena miskavi. So maybe chofer guma might be makalkel. That would be an issue.
I think we saw
the Gemara in Chagiga raises that possibility in Chanami. But what? Well, could be the Gemara in Beitza. Certainly the Gemara in Chagiga raises that possibility. But let's say you're doing chofer guma. Let's say you're doing a stam malacha shlo tzorech klal.
Oh, then you're doing it for the sake of the malacha still.
Are you? Let's say you're carrying for no reason. But you're not for any constructive reason. You just happen to be carrying. You know you're carrying. You don't want this to go anywhere. According to Rabbi Yehuda.
So that is a tachlis.
What's
the tachlis? I'm actually following through for some purpose. I'm not just going to do.
How do you know? Well, you never do something for no reason.
Yeah, but doing it for no reason is a reason on its own.
Yeah.
If I'm carrying and I know I'm carrying, I'm just not carrying because I don't want. Because I don't want to lose it. Then that's the.
So
reason.
You have to have some other reason.
Once you're doing something, you're doing it. It doesn't like.
Why does doing something necessitate it having a specific
goal?
It's
not the same kavanah or for a purpose, but it.
You're saying it's not misasig.
There's something.
Let's say you have something in your pocket on job.
And once I'm aware that it's there, then I'm now. Caring,
you don't care that it's there.
But I've attributed a purpose to that caring.
What's the purpose?
That I know it's there, and I'm more comfortable with it being there than not.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you're less comfortable with it being there because it's Shabbos and you don't like the idea of having something in your pocket on Shabbos.
Well, then you're back to like square one, then there's no difference.
Either it's Tarashim Miskavein or it's Misasek, in which case you're back to square one.
But let's say you know about it. Let's say you're not Misasek.
Then he's saying exactly the point. Then it must be that you're doing it with some.
So you're
purpose.
Denying that there's a category called Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Klal. Malacha Shein L'Tzorech Shum Davar.
Yeah, because then you're going to be in the state of Tarashim Miskavein.
Why?
Because
you're miskaving to do the malacha. You just have no purpose for
that's
it.
That's already a conscious, though, like kavana.
It's a kavana, but it's not a tachlis.
Yeah, you're miskaven for no tachlis, which is a tachlis.
I don't know.
Are you measuring based on? I don't think Rashi's clear that when he says v'shit tzrich holy tzrich le davar acher, it's contingent on weak based on your intention. It could be that just that,
like, it has some other purpose.
Every action objectively has a purpose, the same way that right.
No, the whole of it tzricha ledavar acher, since since it's needed for something else.
Right. So the question is it dependent on my kavana, or is there just an assumption that I think the Torah is assuming something similar by saying we judge actions based on their similarity to its intended purpose of the Mishkan, right?
Right.
And there's an assumed objective purpose to every action.
Right.
So Rashi can just be assuming a similar thing that we don't care about what you think when you pick up an object, saying like, oh, I don't want to do anything right now, just that we assume that every time someone picks up an object, it's the tzorech, whatever, taking it out or whatever.
I don't know. I would say Rashi is working off, let's say, the classic cases where you don't need the mace here, you just want to get the mace outside. So that elliptically, that has some tachlis. It's not the typical tachlis.
Right. So, but I think he's trying to say that every case has
every action has a specific tachlis.
No, not a specific tachlis, but
a tachlis.
A potential tachlis.
I'm not sure that would be sufficient. Meaning, there's this discussion. There is a little discussion Tosfos Rit has on Kuf Zayin Mabes. Because Tosfos Rit has a discussion whether you define, it's kind of in between Rashi and Tosfos. He wants to say it's not that actions have like an intrinsic standard goal or based off the Mishkan, just that we go b'asa rov b'nei adam.
Okay.
You know, what's the goal that most people have when they do this malacha? I don't know. I don't think Rashi is saying that there is a yusid. I think Rashi means kipshuta, that it's subjective. Just that since you have a subjective tachlis, you're chayiv, according to Buda. But lu yitzir, you could construct a case where there's no tachlis whatsoever. Okay, barring Yadin's statements, right, that everything by definition has a tachlis. So I'll say that you admit that Abuda would say you're pater. Okay? That's what I would think. There's an interesting Magen Avraham where he discusses Shelo Letzorech Klal. It's the Magen Avraham in Simen Nor HaChaim Shin Yud Dalid Sif Katan Hey. I don't know if anybody has it. I didn't bring it in Shulchan Aruch. But if you look, the Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Dalid Hey, so he has a statement there where he thinks that Rabbi Yehuda would be mode b'chofer guma shelo tzorech kla. Okay, he also throws in mekalkel, but it's mashma. He thinks it's also going to be pater, even just on the merits of melacha shein tzinat zichel gufa kla. Okay, so that's just
it's a new category that he invents. You don't see that anywhere else. Does anyone have that terminology?
I think there are some other achronim who talk about it.
Yeah, early rishonim.
Right. No. The rishonim don't. I don't think they really discuss it.
You don't have
it. Right. Remember, it's only the Rambam who paskin. I mean, this would be an important nafkamina for the Rambam. Most Rishonim paskin malacha shein tzricha legufa's pater. The Rambam paskin is malacha shein tzricha legufa chayiv. This could be a big heter for certain cases. Right? Okay. I'll just also make one more comment on malacha shein tzricha legufa. What's the machloka sibir b'shemin malacha shein tzricha legufa? Chayiv or pater? Okay. Chayiv or pater? So that's whether you're chayav achatas or whether it's pater aval aser. In order to get to mutter, you need some other factor like hezekah derabim or tzara degufa. There's a big discussion whether, let's say you hold malacha shein tzricha legufa pater. Okay, so you have a patur. So is that like every other iser drabanan on Shabbos? Like, for example, we're matir amir la'akum b'shvus tishvus. Right, so that's one drabanan telling the guy to do it. So then the guy could do a second drabanan for you b'makom mitzvah. So what are malacha shein tzricha legufa b'amir la'akum? Is that a shvus to shvus? Turning out a light bulb. Okay, so that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa because you're not making a coal. Right? So would you allow that as a normal drabanan? That's a big discussion. So B'Kiva Eger here in Simen Yud Zayin, so he thinks that you can't use malacha shein tzricha legufa as a standard drabanan, because malacha shein tzricha legufa, even though it's a drabanan that's domeh l'doraisa, it's domeh l'malacha mamish. He just has this line. Amnam lo, this is in Siman Yud Zayin. Amnam lo nirli lismoch b'zeh lahatir. Dahare lo matzino mishu yomar demutu l'chabos ner b'yom tov al yidei akum l'tzorech davar echad. Mitzad de kibui have a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Nobody says that. Why? The shvus sheshoresh hamalacha deoraisa chamer yoser. Because malacha shein tzricha legufa, it's a shvus, it's nisr drabanan, which is makorah bidoraisa. So it's more chamer than like a shinoi or some other drabanan. Okay, so. Malacha, so even though malacha shein tzricha legufa is a ptur, it seems to be a very chamer ptur. Okay. What about davar shein miskavein? What are the classic cases of davar shein miskavein? So Rachel, now you can jump in. Okay, good. Yeah, megara the
bench.
Yeah, the kisei v'safsal. Okay, so you're dragging something in, or it's just you're dragging something, and it's making a charetz. So you're plowing. Shelo b'kavana, davar shein miskavein. Or what's the case on the Gemara in the Gemara on Chavtasim and Beis and Shabbos? That was one case on Chavtasim and Beis. Right before the Mishnah.
Wearing the ksos.
What's the wearing the ksos case?
You're a seller of jackets and you wear them outside to sell them, and you don't wear them because of the weather. You're just wearing them to sell them.
To advertise. Right? So you're wearing kalayim to advertise. So the Gemara said that depends on the mahogas of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Because davar shein miskavein, you're not intending to wear it. You're not intending for benefit. You're just wearing it to advertise. So that's if you hold davar shein miskavein's aser, it'll be aser. If you hold davar shein miskavein's mutter, like Reb Shimon, then it's okay. That's one classic case. You're doing an avera without kavana. What's the Gemara Mem Aleph? Mem Aleph and the Bees. What? Yeah, Mitzarif. So what are you doing?
Pouring water into a hot vessel.
Yeah, pouring cold water into a hot vessel, and that's going to be Mitzarif. It's going to, I guess, it's going to firm, make firm?
Harden.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a makapatish on the steel. So you're pouring the water in, you don't have kavana to mitzarifically. You're just doing it because you want to get the water into the urn.
Are these all psikresha
kids? So we'll get to the psikresha issue in a second. What's the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Gimel? The Gemara, by the way, you should know the Gemara in Yuma is a famous corollary to the Gemara in Membez. There the Kohen Gadol is going to be tovel in the mikvah for Yom Kippur. The Gemara says if the water is cold, you could put in hot iron or metal rods, put them into the mikvah, and it'll cool down the mikvah. Ayis mitzarif, right? Because now those rods are going to be hardened. So Marcin, it's davar shein miskavein. Okay, so that's like a parallel case to the. There's a really long tosis on Lamed Aleph where he discusses the exact same thing discussed in the Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. What's the case on Kuf Lamed Gimel?
The bris and the beharis.
Yeah, the bris and the beharis. So why is what's the isser there?
Chopping off the beharis is an isser, but the bris. But you don't want to do the bris.
Yeah, cutting off beharis is an avera. Hishamar b'negat tzaras. Now to cut off tzaras. So here the question is, if you have saras on the mila, can you do the mila? So the Gemara says, it depends on, it seems like, the Gemara is there as a kasev, to tell you that you're allowed to do the bris mila even though there's saras there. But the Gemara says, why do you need exeris kasev? After all, to davar shein miskavein. And davar shein miskavein, libi davar shimon is mutter, so you shouldn't need exeris kasev. Just say, it's davar shein miskavein, you're not intending to cut it off. Three classic cases. First thing that's important to mention, Tosfos is chiluk on daf mem beis. And this is a very important distinction between davar shein miskavein and malacha shein tzricha legufa. Mem Aleph mem beis, what did Tosfos say? It's buried. This is the most important point of this Tosfos. And Tosfos has it in Yuma.
No.
Big chiddush in Tosfos Mem Aleph mem beis about davar shein miskavein in contrast to... That what? Yeah.
Yes, there is Rabbanan.
When? What's that distinction?
Well, for Rabbi Huda.
It's in the middle of the Tosfos.
Hani mili b'chol tarakula.
Yeah. Excellent. Hani mili b'chol tarakula. Pirush.
B'chol tarakula. Chutz mishabat asur natara. Al tzeruf tiga b'shabat l'asur.
Hey, miskavin.
Miskavin el mili Rabbanan.
Why?
Kivan de miskavin lo ve molechas machshabat.
Excellent.
Mishar.
Excellent. In the middle of that Tosos has this fundamental distinction that davar she'eino miskavein on Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, will only be aser midrabanan. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. In kol tarakula outside of Shabbos, So Machlokas Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon is, this is not so clear, is about Lechora Mutter or Chayiv. I mean, it's not so clear. Tosus doesn't tell us what happens to Rabbi Shimon in Kol Torah Kula. Could be that it's Aser. But certainly Tosus holds that Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Yehuda in Kol Torah Kula holds Chayiv for Davar Shein Miskaven, and Shabbos he holds Davar Shein Miskaven is going to be Aser, Midrabanan. Why the difference between Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula? Why is Shabbos more kal? Malachas Machshavas Aser Torah. There's a higher degree of intentionality needed from Malachas Shabbos than you need from Malachas and Kol Torah Kula. Okay? Very important Tosos. If you want to see a similar idea of this Tosos, look at Tosos on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Turn to Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Talmud Lomar, second Tosos. Who saw it? Saw it? Okay, just read Tosos very quickly. Talmud Lomar, Baratzachem.
Baratzachem from the beginning, or?
I ask it to the Shiltos.
Okay. This is talking about
the Isser of neutering dogs. Right? So this is very interesting. This is not identical to Tosos on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, but Tosos is suggesting. Tosos says the whole Isser of castrating or neutering a dog of an animal, so that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, that Davar Shein Miskaven is Aser. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter. So then, you have no problem. But Tosus says, according to Shiltos, that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Kol Torah Kula, that Davar Shein Miskaven is aser, and Shabbos we're going to paskin like Rabbi Shimon that is mutter. So this is kind of parallel to Tosus on Memalef, but not identical. Tosus on Memalef was saying that Rabbi Yehuda himself shifts between Chayiv and Pater, between Darais and Drabanan. Here Tosus is saying that we acknowledge that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they're indifferent to Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula. We're going to split our psak, however. We're going to paskin like Rabbi Shimon and Shabbos, kazem achaz machsheves, be mekel, and Kol Torah Kula will be machmer like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? That's a very similar idea to Tosus in Amal from Beis.
Similar to Shmuel.
What?
That's similar to Shmuel's idea.
Of what?
That, I think according to Tosus, that Shmuel might paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by...
I think the Gemara says that already. Yeah. The Gemara has that.
Yeah.
We'll see that in a second. What happens in a case of psik resha? So if Davar Shein Miskaven, psik resha. Q, psik resha, what happens? What does the Gemara say? Throughout the Gemara, you have Mudra B'Shim B'Psik Resha. Lo Nichale is? Lo Nichale is Pater, fine, according to Tosos. And according to the Aruch, is Mutter. But what changes in the case of B'Psik Resha? I mean, why is it that Rabbi Shimon, who holds Davar Shein Miskaven, is Mutter, why is he Mudra B'Psik Resha? So you might say. So very good. So some Rishonim clearly say, and Tosus has this lashon in a couple of places. Rashi and Sukkah has it also. That Moder B'Shimon B'Psik Resha V'Lo Yamos is because it now is Kimiskaven. Knowledge or cognizance of the inevitability means that you have das. So you can no longer get away with Davar Shein Miskaven. And that would mean, lechora, that in a psik resha, you're chayav achatos. Because you did a melechas Shabbos, correct? Even according to Reb Shimon, chayav achatos. What happens in the case of lo nichalei?
I don't know.
So it is considered
the mission of Kavanah,
because
Lo Nichalei means
in a miskavin? No, Lo Nichalei means he didn't want it, but that maybe that transfers us into Malachim.
Excellent. That's exactly Tosa's point. Right? So a Dover Shein, so again, so Dover Shein miskavin, according to Shimon, is Mutter. The Psik Resha, now it's Kimiskavin. Now, B'dilo Nichalei, so what? You're going to say a miskavin, you're miskavin, but it's Lo Nichalei is not miskavin? Can't say that. So clearly it's kimiskavein, but when it's lo nichalei, so then it's already a malacha shein tzricha legufa, and that's the tosin that we saw that we ended off with on Sunday, where Tosin says that malacha that davar shein miskavein b'psik reisha dilo nichalei is a malacha shein tzricha legufa, and that's why that tosis, that long tosis on mem aleph from a base, they're bothered by a gemara in Prisus, daf chaf, because there the gemara seemed to say the gemara has a case, you're stoking coals on Shabbos. Right? So inevitably what happens when you stoke them is that you're also being mechabe. Right? So the kibbuy is a davar shein miskaven. So the Gemara says, oh, it depends on Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv shtayim, one for mavir and one for mechabe. Correct? That's the Gemara in Krisus Chaf. So asks Tosfos, wait a second, I just told you that even Rabbi Yehuda's moda on Shabbos that it's only an Isser Drabanan. So how could the Gemara in Krisus say Rechayiv Shtayim, Rechayiv Tuchatos, telling us to draw banon according to Abiyuda and Shabbos? Machs Machshevas Asr Torah. That's Tosfos' question in on Amal from Beis. Everybody see that? Yes, you saw it? Jennifer? I inundated you guys with Makoros for today, but it's because I wanted to like give an overview of everything and move through it quickly and then get back into the Hotzah stuff. So that's why I just gave a lot today and we'll be done with it. But So Tosfos here says, so you can see it's the V'yesh Lomar. Mem Aleph and Beis. Yeah. So you can see V'sugid Hasam. V'sugid it's a lot of problems in Tosfos. But he says the Perek Safik Achal. It's Krisus Chaf and Beis. It's literally a line after we finished. Amar Rabashi Kigon Shin Eskavin Lachabas El Yonos V'Huvra Tachtonos Me'Elein. Tanakama sub, so you intended to stoke the coals, and inadvertently you extinguish some of the other ones. Tanakama sub la Rabbi Yehuda, damar davar shein miskavin aser. V'lachein ka'amar d'chayev chatas, uman d'pata Rabbi Shimon, damar davar shein miskavin mutter. Right? So it's davar shein miskavin, and the Gemara says, that's going to dictate whether you're chayev shtayim or chayev achas. So alma mashma davar shein miskavin aser la Rabbi Yehuda, afilu b'shabes min haTorah. Whoa. So you see from the Gemara in Krisos, a davar shein miskavin is also midoraisa, not just midrabanan. V'yesh lomar, the hasam have a psik reisha. So it's davar shein miskavin be psik reisha. Why should EF shakla lechabos el yonos and lo yivro tachtonos? Okay, Tosfos asserts it that when you're playing around with coals, by definition you're going to extinguish some. V'choshev meleches machsheves. V'af agav dehave psik reisha. Pater Rab Shimon mishum dehave melecha sheino tzrich al gufo deino tzorech lehavaras hatachtonos. This is Tosfos says that really. So the Gemara in Krisus says it depends on davar shein miskavein Rabbi Yehuda b'Shimon. Tosfos says no, it really means psik reisha d'lo nichalei, which translates into malacha shein tzricha legufa. So the Gemara talked about davar shein miskavein really meaning malacha shein tzricha legufa through the nexus of psik reisha d'lo nichalei.
It's crazy because there in the Gemara you have there's like
yeah the Gemara even says malacha shein tzricha legufa in the next line.
Yeah, the next
line. Yeah, it's wild. And we'll see that Tosfos does in other places also. Good. So that's that view in Tosfos. So again, psik reisha makes it kimiskavin, lo nichle makes it malacha shein tzricha legufa. But there's another way you could look at the relationship. There's another way that you could interpret psik reisha. Modi Rav Shimon psik reisha.
Because we know this, like, because of the objective inevitability of it, meaning, from your perspective, there's still the Torah of Dar Shem Lekavim, but because there's objective, there's this objective inevitability of it happening. So that's why you say that, meaning, that's why he's going to make you chayav and end also. But, like, fundamentally, still Dar Shem Lekavim.
So this gets us into murkier waters, but you have to say something in that direction. Even with a psik reisha, it's still Dar Shem Lekavim. It's inevitable. But just because it's going to happen doesn't necessarily mean that you're miskavin for it to happen. well then, what is it? Right? So here you have to say something that it's there's this very strong connection between these two ma'asim. So you're doing, let's say ma'ase, you're doing a shechita, you're chopping, but that's also going to lead to the fact to the animal dying. It's a psikuation of lo yamos. There's a misa as the second half of your action. So the idea here isn't that you're miskaven for that second half, but because it's inevitable, so halachically it comes along with it.
You're gonna put that into deraita?
What?
You want to say that as deraita?
So you might say you're chayv midaraita. You might say that there's an iser midaraita. So we have an important nafkamina.
No,
no chiyukata. You saw she's about things to this?
Yeah.
Excellent. So that can't be, if you're holding it to Davra HaMiskavein. If you hold a psikuation to Davra HaMiskavein, so of course you're chayv achatas. The Shidun Kubatis in Ksavis, I think it's over here. It's a little different piece. Umori Harava Amar, Del Olam Luri, Davra Shin Miskavein, also Midaraisa, Afagav Devadai Chiv Chatas Lecha. Meaning, even when Rav Shimon's mode of psikuation, he's not really mode. He's not mode that now it's a Davra HaMiskavein. All he's saying is that there's an iser, because it's going to come about, but it's not a chiyuv chatas. It's not a full-fledged malacha. So then what happens when it's lo nichale?
Mutter.
So you might say lo nichale now. When are we willing to say that these two conjoined maisim are viewed as one halachically, or viewed as quasi-one halachically? When it's nichale, when it's clear that there's some utility for the second act of the second action, but when it's lo nichale, and it's a consequence. It may be inevitable, but it's only a consequence. So we're not going to be. Not only is it not a chiyuv, but it's also mutter, because lo nichale. So at first, the whole connection between ma'isa A and ma'isa B is tenuous, only based off the inevitability. It's not a davar hamiskavein, and therefore even b'din nichale. There's no chiyuv chatas, so b'dalo nichle it becomes mutter, because now you've somewhat unharnessed the two ma'isim.
What do you mean by conjoining the two ma'isim?
What happens is you're doing a ma'isa, and it has inevitable. You're closing a door to your house, and that has the consequence of trapping something on the inside. So the shaila is, how do you view the closing of the door? Do you view that as a ma'isa tzedor or as a ma'isa of closing the door? Right. So you might say so. One, the first day, Atosis would say, it's Davar HaMiskavein. What do you mean? You have intention to trap because you know it's going to happen. This other view says, no. It's a mice of closing the door with a loose consequence that now it's going to trap. But that's not a really Malach of Tzad. It's too far removed. So now, B'dalo Nichale, if you really don't care about the trapping or you don't want the trapping, so then that allows us to no longer view the closing the door as a mice of Tzedah. All it is now is a mice of closing the door. Let me just give a couple of nafkamina to highlight this latter perspective, that this notion of sikresha is a function of loose association between two ma'isim. And the Gemara in Croesus has a principle of misasik and kolotar kulas pater, except for misasik b'chalam varayos shekein nene. Sometimes hana is a way of being mitzarif a ma'isa to you. Normally misasik is you had no intention for the action, so you're pater. When you get hana, so it's impossible to say that you didn't do the action. Because l'maisa, you got hana. So similarly over here, nichale and lo nichale are ways of gauging the relationship between these two. If it's nichale, then we view the tzeda as being of consequence. If it's lo nichale, then we're able to uncouple them. So number one, turn to the riff on daf lamed tes samed aleph. And one nafkamina will be a case. Sorry, Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. Shilta Giborim Simen Gimel. Let's say it's a case where it's so clear that the two Maisim, it's a psik resha by all objective analysis. There's an inevitable consequence. But there's no good reason for combining the two Maisim. So again, the Rif Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. Shilta Giborim Simen Gimel. Harash Bokasa. Who has it? Shilta Giborim Simen Gimel. Amichas. Amid Aleph. Harash Bakasav. Got it? So, Bechavod.
רש בקדה והביא את דבריו הרעיון למגי משמעי פירוש מיוחד פות שבס שאם היה יודע קודם שזה גרד בפתח שעל הבריתו עצמי שמותר לזכור ביתו ולשמוע ביתו בעצמי של דוחו שאף על פי שעל ידי הנעילה נצאו לצבי ממילא לבד שלא יתכוון לשמוע את הצבי לבדו אלא שמתכוון נמי לשמוע בית
Good. Varan, Varan, Varan. Please yell it. Fine. So what's the machlokas, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ran here?
It's only miskaven for if it only because he's miskaven also protect his house, then it's mutter.
Right. What does that mean? So one way to say this is that let's say you have a pet dog. Right. So every time you close the door to your house, you're a chayev for tzeda. It's a gracia, right? It's tzad. When the door is open, it could leave. When the door is closed, it can't.
Wouldn't a dog of your own though? You don't own the
tzvi. Let's say you own the tzvi. Right, it's in your house, been there for a month. So every time you open the door, every time you close the door, it's ma'asev tzeda. So Rashi will tell you that it's ridiculous. Just look at what is the action of closing the door. That's not a ma'asev tzeda. It's an action of shmiras habayis. Right, you don't want anybody else to walk into your home. So even though that is a psik resha, and that's what the Ramban and the Ran here say.
The Ramban has to be specifically for it.
Yeah, I'm saying it's kind of like absurd to view every time every closing of a door as a ma'aseh tzeda halachically. There's no inherent relationship between the two actions. So long as you could view it as just a ma'aseh shmira, so you're not going to be chayev, even though technically it is a psik resha. Okay. Meaning there has to be some natural connection between the ma'aseh that you're doing and the psik resha that it's causing. If there's no natural relations, then you can't impose a halachic psik resha onto it. So shchita, satarnegolas, and velo yamos, those are naturally related, right? But closing a door is not naturally tzeda. So that'll be one nafkamina, where there's an inherent dissonance between the two parts of the action. Another possible raya, this one's I heard from my father, is the Rambam's psak in Hilchos Lulav. I think I put this Ram on the Marmukom list, right?
Yeah.
What? Chet Hey? So what's Ram here paskin? Why is everyone upset with him? This is one of the famous cases of psik resha. Right? The Gemara, the Mishnah talks about you're taking berries off the hadas. Hadas with berries is possible to use on sukkis. Now you're picking them off one by one. So that should be nisra metakin. You're now being machshirit for use on sukkis. So the Gemara says, that's mutter. I, it's a psik resha. What? So the Gemara says, the isle hoshana achridi. You have another hoshana, so it's not a psik resha because you could always use a different one. Maybe it's a psik resha lo nichalei. So the Rambam here paskins. The Rambam just ignores that whole distinction of the Gemara. The Rambam says, hadasha nikdam rosho kasher, nishwa la, haya anav merubos me'ala, if it has too many berries. You're not allowed to pick them off on Yom Tov. Fishu kumitakein. Avar vilikton. O shelikton echad echad la'achila hareza kasher. If you pick them off one by one la'achila, then it's kasher. The implication of the Rambam is that it's mutter to pick them off one by one la'achila. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, how could that be? The Gemara already said that's a psik resha. You need hoshana achriti. But the Rambam doesn't. Paskin they need Oshan Achriti. It's mashmah, it's mutter, as long as you're picking them off one by one la'achila. So here, my father wanted to suggest in this Rambam, is maybe the Rambam's telling you, still a little problem with the Gemara, similar to this Rashba, that you can't turn a maisa, if you're just picking off the berries, you could say it's a psik resha of mitakin. But if it's la'achila, then you can't halachically turn a maisa achila into a maisa of tikkun maneh. It's like the closing of a door, l'shmira and l'tzad. They're just two separate ma'asim that don't combine.
The only reason picking, that you're eating them, though, is to be l'taken.
It's not so clear. It's not clear that you're only doing it here, l'taken.
Oh, I happen to have, oh, there, yeah, like, oh, I see them all. Oh, great, so look, like,
If it was an every regular Shabbos, I understand.
Enochanami. So I'm saying, it's a bit of a sticker case, especially since the Gemara raises this possibility and the Gemara rejects it. It's the Shana Achriti. Yeah, but he wanted to suggest that maybe even if you're doing it to be metakin, just since the definition of a ma'isa achila is not a ma'isa metakin, the action of eating and the action of metakin are certainly more distance than shchita and harigas atarnegolas. So maybe it doesn't constitute a psik resha. I'll give you that it's not the strongest of arguments in the Rambam, but either way, it's still tzarachi, and why the Rambam, quite like what the Kesef Mishnah asked in the Rambam. There may be another issue that's related to this. Rashi on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Stir and Rashi. Is it psik resha dilo nichale? Is it psik resha dilo nichale that you need to matir? What about a psik resha dilo ichbasle? Is it that you need active kavana, or that you dafka don't want the result? Or is it sufficient that you don't care about the results? Rashi on Kuf Gimel says that, if it's lo ichbisle, liapos, then it's okay. Right? Either it's certainly not chayiv.
It seems much more to pick to approach two than approach one.
Yeah. Why?
Because if you say approach one, you're saying it's an issue of miskaven. So you have to have lo nichbisle, that you have to actually have almost like negative kavana, almost like turns it into. If you say it has a matter, remember mitzrayim for the two melachot, so the loach like automatically takes away the tzir of the two melachot.
Right. I mean, what's the default? Is the default that these two ma'isim are related, and then you'll need it lo nichale to break it. It's dafka bad for me that these two actions are related, and that's what's pater. Or is it sufficient to say that I don't care about the result, and that's already pater? Why? Because there's no default connection between the two actions. So if it's nichale, so that's mitzarif them into one. But if it's, even if it's just lo ichbisle, that's not enough to say that you have a psik resha to machai. Okay? You might have just a fourth issue that touches on this important question. I gave you the Ritva in Ksuvis, and there's a Rashi in Zvachim Tzadi Aleph. Tosis quotes the Rashi in Zvachim Tzadi Aleph. When you're talking about a psik resha, so does that mean that in this case it's inevitable? I mean, that's generally what a psik resha is. It's inevitable. But how inevitable? So, for example, one classic case of psik resha is the Gemara in Zvachim on Tzadi Aleph, where the Gemara says you're mezalif nesachim al gavim mizbeach. You're pouring wine on the mizbeach. So there it's a psik resha because you're not really allowed to extinguish any fire on the mizbeach. It's nisr. So it's davar shenu miskaven. You're pouring wine on the mizbeach as a part of the karban, or you're putting out some of the fire. So it's davar shenu miskaven. Now it's a psik resha because when you pour water on fire, it's going to extinguish. So Rashi says no, because efshar b'tipim dakos. Since you could have done it with very light drops, where I guess you wouldn't have, or you could have done it on top of the meat. So therefore, it's not a psik resha. But in this case, it still is a psik resha. Because in this case, you're just pouring the wine straight onto the fire. So you see that according to Rashi, it's sufficient the very fact that you could have broken apart these two ma'isim. The very fact that you could distinguish, you could disentangle the nisuch from the kibuy, that's sufficient to say it's not a psik resha anymore. Okay?
As long as there's another way around it, in a sense?
What?
As long as there's a way around it.
Right, so why is that relevant? If it's all about, in this case, it's miskaven. In this case, you're pouring the wine onto the mizbeach. So shouldn't that constitute miskaven because you know it's going to extinguish the fire? So if it's about miskaven, then this argument makes no sense. But if the idea is about the inherent relationship between the maisa of being menaseh chalgavi ha-mizbeach and the result of kibuy, then since theoretically they're distinguishable, then you might say there's no psik resha. You have a similar case in the Gemara in Ksuvis, because the Gemara there's talking about being Boel Bila Rishon on Shabbos. So there might be a malacha there, depending how you hold whether Dam is Chiburi Mechbar or Mifkad Pocket. So the Gemara says, or at least Rishonim say, that since you have people who are Biki and Bataya, there are people who could be Boel without causing Dam, so it's not a psik resha. So there's Machokas Rishonim, whether you have to assume that in that case, the person who's Boel has to be Baki Bataya, or whether it's sufficient that there are people out there who are Biki and Bahataya. So again, that's the same machlokas.
As long as it's distinguishable.
Right. Is it sufficient that these two actions are distinguishable, or is it necessary that in this case it may not happen to knock out the miskam? Okay. So this I give you as the importance machshen zichal gufa davreshin miskavin and psik resha lo nichle. Two models of psik resha lo nichle. Okay. Give me, do I have 10 more minutes? 10 minutes? All in favor?
Yeah,
unanimous? Okay. Now, I think Pinchas already hinted to this. Maybe I'll hint to this also. So I would have said that the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Davar Shein and Miskavin is l'shitasam in Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa. Right? They line up nicely. Rabbi Yehuda holds Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa is chayiv, Davar Shein and Miskavin is chayiv. Rabbi Shimon paskins Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa is pater, he paskins Davar Shein and Miskavin is pater. The problem is Shmuel seems to break that connection. Shmuel on Membeza Mer Aleph at the very top, the Gemara tells us, and this indeed is how the Rambam paskins, Shmuel paskins Bedavar Sheinu Miskavein like Rabbi Shimon, that is Pater, but Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufo he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. What's interesting though is that the Gemara assumed, before the Gemara made that point, the Gemara assumed that whatever you hold by Bedavar Sheinu Miskavein will also dictate what you hold by Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufo. And Tosfos already asked, Tosfos says Vim Tomar Ma'isoko Daitoch Demakshe V'chim Yishum Desavar Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Be'in Miskavein Yispor Kemoso Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufo. Tosfos on top of Mbeza Medalf. So the Gemara assumed that Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufo, Davar Shein Miskavein go together. Then it brought Shmuel to show that you could disentangle them. And Tosfos is like, yeah, what's the Gemara's Havamina that they would go together? It's kind of a strange question because it's very intuitive that Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufo and Davar Shein Miskavein should go together. Fine. And Tosfos, we mentioned Tosfos splits the Pesach. We saw Tosfos here Memalf Membez. Tosfos says that when the Gemara in Krisa said Davar Shein Miskavein, it really meant Melacha Shein Tzricha L'gufo through Psik Reshed Lo Nichalei. Okay, so that's one case where they make the transition. Look at Ayin Hei Amid Aleph. Once again. Tosfos Gemara Ayin Hei Amid Aleph. Very important Gemara, two dots towards the bottom, second two dots, two-thirds of the way down the page. Hatsad Tzvi, Tan Rabbanan, Hatsad Chilazon, if you trap the Chilazon, Vahapotzo, and then you break it open, Eino Chayev Ela Achas, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chayev Shtayim. So you trap it, and then you break it open. Okay, so, Machlokes whether you're Chayev Achas or Shtayim. Okay, now skip down a little bit. So the Gemara asks, Vili Chayev, second word in the line, Vili Chayev Nami Mishum Netilas Neshama, why aren't you Chayev also for killing? Because you've killed the Chilazon. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shepatzo Meis. Okay, it already was dead. Rava Amar Afilu Tema Shepatzo Chay, Misasek Hu Eitzel Netilas Neshama. It's Misasek. Ah, it's a Psik Resha. Vamar Abayev Rava Amri Chubayi Modr Bishim Psik Resha Vlo Yamos. Shaini Hacha Dekamad Islei Bein Neshama Tvei Nichalei. So the Gemara says, he doesn't want it to die. It's misasek eitzel netilas neshama. Ay, it's a psik resha. The Gemara says no, because it's psik resha lo nichalei, because he'd rather it be alive, because the die is better when it's alive. So Tosfos already points out that we have a principle established by the Gemara on Daf Kuf Vav. Thought it was Kuf Vav. Yeah, established by the Gemara on Kuf Vav. Top of the page of Kuf Vav Medalek. Kol haMekalkel in Peturin. Tani Rabbi Abba, Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, Kol haMekalkel in Peturin, Chutz miChovah l'Mavir. Mekalkel is a Petur in Hilchos Shabbos, except for two cases. Chovah l'Mavir, if you damage something, or you light something on fire. Then, Mekalkel is Chayiv. Okay? Special din by Chabura, when you damage something, you're making a wound, and when you light something. Even though it seems to be Mekalkel, you're Chayiv. So Tosfos here asks, Misasik who eitzel netilas neshama. Hai misasik, Tosfos on Ayin Hei Amid Aleph. Hai misasik lav dafka. Daha misasik b'chabura chayev l'Rab Shimon. When the Gemara says misasik, it doesn't really mean misasik. Why? Because Tosfos has big chiddush that since mekalkel is chayev for chabura and mavir, so too will be misasik. Misasik will also be chayev. Okay, it's big chiddush. For some reason, misasik, because the Gemara is Mati Mekalkel, it's also Mechayev Mekalkel, it'll also be Mechayev misasik. Why? Because Tosfos understands that being Mechayev Mekalkel means you're suspending the requirement from Lechas Machsheves. Once you're suspending the requirement from Lechas Machsheves, then misasik will also be Chayev. Okay? So Tosfos says, so the Gemara here says that misasik is reason to be Pater. That can't be, because it's the case of Chabura. You're breaking open the Chilazon. So it says that the Gemara said misasik, it doesn't mean misasik. It really means davar shein miskavein. U misasik dehacha Hainu davar she'ena miskaven. Kivan de'ena miskaven klal le'malacha mutar afilu b'chabura. So it's just one case where the Gemara says one p'tur. Misasik is a stronger p'tur. Misasik means you don't know what's happening whatsoever. Tosas says it means davar she'ena miskaven. Okay, so Tosas may not be between davar she'ena miskaven malachas and tzricha legufa, but misasik and davar she'ena miskaven. Reb Chaim on the Rambam. So Reb Chaim made a different suggestion. Reb Chaim wanted to suggest at one point, he rejects it ultimately, that when the Gemara in Kuf Zayinam and Beis said that Mapis Mursa is Chayim Mishum Malacha Shein Tzvi Chalagufa, maybe the Gemara really meant Davar Shein Meskavein. Because maybe Malacha Shein Davar Shein Meskavein and Malacha Shein Tzvi Chalagufa are mutually interchangeable here. That was Reb Chaim's suggestion in Hilchos Shabbos. Another important example, the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Gimel and Beis. Kuf Lamed Gimel and Aleph. So Yossi, what's the case on Kuf Lamed Gimel?
The
wrist. So what does the Gemara say? That's Mishum.
It says Davar Shein Miskaven.
So what did the Rashba ask?
I didn't say Rashba. I might have said Asdok.
Okay, forget Asdok. So what does the Rashba ask?
Yes. So how could it be Davar Shein Miskaven? You know it's going to happen because it's a secret ratio.
Before no.
The Gemara asked.
He says the Rashba says.
It's not the same Malacha.
No. He doesn't like that the Gemara says double malacha shein tzvicha. Yeah, it should be malacha shein tzvicha legufa. What's happening here?
Wait, is malacha shein tzvicha legufa outside of Shabbos?
Oh. That's a good question.
Yeah.
You see the Ritva?
Oh, yeah.
The Ritva has 2 days about that.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, the Rashba is bothered. Rashba and Kuflam and Gimlam and Aleph. Timiyali, amai karele davar shein miskaven. What's the case? You know there's tzaras on the mila. So here you have kavana for the mila, and what you don't know, you know there's tzaras there, right? So why is it a davar shein miskaven? You know there's tzaras. So really, what the gemara must mean is that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. You know you're doing the ketzitza, you're doing an iser of ketzitzas baharis, but not l'shem ketzitzas baharis. You're doing it l'shem mila. So you're doing the malacha, the iser, but for a different tachlis. That's classic malacha shein tzvicha legufa, right? So why is the Gemara called davar shein miskaven? That's the Ritva's question. That's the Rashba's question. So the Ritva, in one suggestion, answers, oh, maybe the whole difference between davar shein miskaven and malacha shein tzvicha legufa is something unique to Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe there's no difference between davar shein miskaven and malacha shein tzvicha legufa outside of Shabbos. Not only in terms of din, but just conceptually. It's a meaningless distinction outside of Hilchos Shabbos. The whole category of, I assume, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is a Hilchos Shabbos category. It's hard to say because I think it's clear that there are Davar Shein Miskaven outside of.
I thought that's the whole point. Malacha Shabbos sounds like a Davar Shein Miskaven sounds like a Shabbos issue as opposed to
it could be, yeah. I'm not 100% sure which way it would go. I mean, I don't think it makes. I think it's more. It might be more of a semantic difference. Yeah. So the Ritva here says, "Yish v'hichi kama arfines." Why yish mefarshim she'ein lechalik bein davar shein miskaven l'malacha shein tzricha legufa ela b'shabbes, aval b'shar dvarim ein chilek b'neiim v'shari b'tshuvayu u'malacha shein tzricha legufa. Ikri davar shein miskaven. In the Gemara, malacha shein tzricha legufa is denominated as davar shein miskaven. So it seems like the category of just the semantic category of malacha shein tzricha legufa is unique to Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. So that would be another important instance where the Gemara, according to that first daya in the Ritva, the Gemara says davar shein miskaven, but it really means malacha shein tzricha legufa. Big problem. Machlokas Shavita Reb Shimon. How far does that machlokas go? We can pick up with this on Sunday, unless everybody wants to hear Machlokas Shavita Reb Shimon.
You have room to mention.
Time is now. Okay. Do I have 5 more minutes, Yossi? Yeah. How far does this machlokas go? Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. Take the Beharis case. How did the Rashba answer his question? Why is this Davar Shein Miskaven? So what do you say?
It's an exception to the case of Tzara, because you...
There's no Isser.
The Isser is to do it another way, there's no specific action.
Why? The Isser is to do...
not to do it the other coming. Not to do it the Tzara the other coming.
Say it sharper. What's the Isser of Tzitzas Beharis, according to the Rashba and the Ritva?
Shomer, but not Tzitz.
Not to have the Kohen, to do it in a way other than... Meaning, it's a passive Isser, there's no Mesa Isser.
Say it different, no.
It's also
to prevent it from being Matar by the Kohen?
To not have it done by the Kohen.
No.
To actively...
Well, he tells you what it's not. It's not to cut it off.
V'yesh lomar. The e kasa rachmana beperish shishamar benegat tzaras shelo tiktos hachanami. Exactly. The whole iser of ktsitzas baheres is only with kavana l'taher. The Torah doesn't forbid you from cutting off tzaras. The Torah forbids you from cutting off tzaras with intention to be metaher yourself from tzaras. Ooh, so now argues the Rishba and the Rashba, maybe it's a davar shein miskaven. Why? Because what is davar shein miskaven? There are two machshavas. There's machshava for ktsitza, just for cutting. There's machshava letahara. So here, I'm doing the action of ktsitza that I have kavana for, and there's a result of eno miskavein l'shem tahara. Name is davar shein miskavein. I'm doing kavana l'shem ktsitza, shelo bekavana l'shem tahara. Why isn't that a psik resha? So the Gemara asks, isn't this a psik resha, right? So if you tame an rabshim, motor rabshim, psik resha. The Gemara does say it's a psik resha. Okay? But we're just interested, why is this even a davar shein miskaven? So the answer is, the whole iser of tzitzas beharis is only l'shem tahara, and over here you don't have kavanah l'shem tahara. But that raises a bigger question, which the Ritva and the Rashba don't ask. Great, the Torah asr is only b'ktzitzah l'shem tahara. The Gemara says this depends on the machlokas of Yehuda b'Shimon. What's a Yehuda shita? Have you the asers in this case? You just told me the Torah only asers ktsitza l'shem tahara. So here I have no kavana l'shem tahara, and if Yehuda is going to say because davar shein miskaven is aser, that ktsitza shelo l'shem tahara is aser now also? You're giving me a definition of iser ktsitzas baharas. Why is that tali on Rabbi Yehuda b'Shimon?
B'psik resha. You might go
before
back.
Before you get to the psik resha stage.
No, you're going to go back and you're going to say that the shita Rabbi Yehuda is going to be davar shein miskaven by psik resha, you're going to revert to the basic Tosos thing. There's some serif between them automatically once you're going
to... According to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda that you're chayev.
According to Rabbi Yehuda that you're
chayev. How could he be chayev? Only based on psik resha, you want to say?
Based on psik resha, turns it in from davar shein miskaven into a...
Yeah, that would be a big chiddush. If that's true. It seems...
Before they get to the...
Right, before you get to psik resha...
How would you even think
right.
That there's a machloka?
Yeah, how's there a machloka?
Because what he's saying is that that's a machloka. For Rabbi Shimon, because he holds the Rosh Hashanah Kavan's Potter, so he's going to reinterpret the Isurim to care about Kavanah.
Excellent. Well, we'll come back to this in a second. Excellent. That's exactly what we're going to say. Let's look at another problem here. Tosus on Kuf Gimel Medala. So Tosus was blasting away at the Aruch. Okay. Here, you got to go?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to finish in 2 minutes. But.
I know, I'm meeting in 1 minute.
Okay, great. Good answer. So one of the Aruch's raya is that psik reshad lo nichleis mutter is from the case of the Hoshana. Because the Gemara says if you have Hoshana achriti, then it's mutter to cut off the berries. So it's a psik resha, because you're going to be metakein, but it's a psik reshad lo nichleis because you don't need it. And the Gemara says mutter. Right? So don't you see psik resha lo nichleis mutter? That's one of the Aruch's raya. So what does Tosis say? It's not a good raya. Because Tosis holds psik resha lo nichleis aser, right? So he has to do away with that raya somehow. What? Yeah, so that's exactly what Tosas says. Tosas says, exactly, over there, in a chanami, it is a psik resha lo nichle, which is aser, but l'shem mitzvah, it's okay.
But you see that Rashi is right about lo
yechabot. From that, you see
that. It does seem that way from that Gemara, 100%. The Ramban and Rashi and Sukkah seem to understand that Gemara differently. They both say, the Ramban here says it. The Ramban gives a different answer. The Ramban says, no. When you have Hoshana Achriti, what's the Isser of Tikkun Hoshana? Mitaken. Because now you've made yourself a kli, you can use the Hoshana for something.
We already have a kli.
But if you have a Hoshana, what's the mitaken? It's with respect to the mitzvah of Hoshanos. But if you already have another Hoshana, then there's no malacha mitaken here at all. So with the Isle Hoshana Achriti, it's not that it's a psikreshul on Nichale, but the Isle Hoshana Achriti, so this Hoshana with the berries is no longer mitaken with respect to mitzvah lulav. Because you don't need it at all. So there's no malacha. Good? What does that have to do with Machokus Bidur B'Shemin? It's objective. The fact that you have another Hoshana means that fixing this Hoshana is not considered Mitaken anymore. Because it's only Mitaken because there's a on Pesach there's no Isser of Mitaken Hoshanos. So why is Talmud Bidur B'Shemin? Have Bidur's going to hold Chayiv? Look at the case of Kilayim, Chav Tesim and Beis. So you're wearing the Ksus to advertise. You're wearing kilayim to advertise. So this is one of the Aruch Sarayas, right? You see it's a psik, it's a Davarshin Meskavin, it's a psik resha. So see it's mutter, he's allowed to wear it. So the answer is no. Rashi and the Ramban, this is the Ramban on Kufiral, the Ramban says, the whole Isser of Kil, so Tosir actually says, no, it's a case where you're wearing clothes underneath the kilayim, so there's no psik resha here. That's Tosfos on Chav Tesim and Beis.
They're both saying there's no Dechla Misha.
Right, but the Ramban says sharper, and Rashi says sharper, that if you're not Niskavin Lehanos, there's no Isser Kalayim, because the whole Isser Kalayim has only been Niskavin Lehanos. There's no Isser of wearing Kalayim, there's Isser being Nena from Kalayim. So if you don't have Kavanas Hanos, so there's no Isser at all. Why is Tolim Machuk Shabir Rab Shimon? We have three cases. So the answer to all these, what you have to say is like Rachel was suggesting. That Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is not just a question about Davar Shein Miskaven and Hilchos Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a much broader Machlokas about the role of Kavana in Maisa Averos. Ad Kidei Kach, that Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Isser of Kilayim, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Isser of Tzitas Beheres, will be absolutely different from Rabbi Shimon's. The whole notion that that Kavana L'Shem Tara is essential to the mitzvah of Tzaras is only a libid Rabbi Shimon. The notion that kavanas hana of chimum is part of the mechayev of kilayim is only true a libid Rabbi Shimon, not a libid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about that level of kavana in Maisa Averos. And the same thing with the hoshanos. The fact that this hoshana has a relative definition of mitakin, it would lose that only a libid Rabbi Shimon, not a libid Rabbi Yehuda. So what you walk out with is that not only are Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon arguing about a technicality in Mechs Machsheves, a Dover Shein and Meskavin, a Mechs Shein Tzichel Gufa, but it will spill into their definition of different Maisa Averos and Kol HaTorah Kula, about the role of Kavana in those actions. Okay. So we'll pick up
on Sunday.
I'll just make one more. I wanted to get one more thing in, so I'll make that comment on... I'll make the comment now, for 1 second, actually. No, I'll make that comment on Sunday, and then we'll go on in the Gemara with Akiras Kufok, Akiras Chepetz Dami on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. So for next time, just I'll give you Mar Makomos tonight, but 2 dots on Gimel Amud Aleph till 2 dots on Gimel Amud Beis about Akiras Kufok, Akiras Chepetz Dami. I'm just going to make 2 comments on Kol HaTorah Kula and Shabbos. I'll come on.